From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In China, five more bodies have been uncovered in the latest mine disaster, bringing the death toll to 26. And as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing, rescuers fear the chances of survival are slim for the 11 still trapped.
Just days after 33 Chilean miners were rescued after 2 months underground, the grim death toll continues to mount in China's mines. Rescuers told Xinhua the 11 trapped miners are likely to have been buried in coal dust, since Saturday's explosion in the mine generated enough force to throw 2,500 tons of coal dust into the pit. About 50 friends and relatives were gathered at the pit as the rescue effort continued. The gas level inside the mine was 40%, far higher than the normal level of 1%. An earlier disaster at the same mine just 2 years ago killed 23 people. China's coal mines are the deadliest in the world, with about 2,600 killed in mining accidents every year. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
In Ecuador, search teams are still looking for two miners missing since a tunnel collapsed nearly 500 feet underground on Friday. A mining official says searchers still hope they can rescue the men. The bodies of two other miners were found yesterday. President Obama is acknowledging that it's a tough political climate, but he's urging Democrats not to give up ahead of next month's midterm elections.
We're doing the grinding, sometimes frustrating work of delivering change, inch by inch, day by day.
The president was speaking in Massachusetts yesterday. He and First Lady Michelle Obama will be crisscrossing Ohio today. At a rally in California yesterday, former GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin predicted a big Republican victory. Bolivian President Evo Morales has admitted for the first time that some of the coca leaves produced in his country are being used to make cocaine. Morales is a coca union leader in the coca-producing Chupara region. Reporter Matia Cabiza in La Paz says he's urging farmers not to divert domestic production to drug dealers.
Coca leaves are grown legally in Bolivia for medicinal purposes. But now the president, Evo Morales, has admitted what many knew for some time, that some of this coca is sold to drug traffickers to make cocaine. Mr. Morales said that his own supporters and union members knew that they were supplying the illegal trade. Coca production in Bolivia has gone up since Mr. Morales came to power in 2006. This is something many countries, most vocally the United States, have been critical about, saying the Bolivian government is unable to control where the coca goes. President Morales kicked out the U.S. Drugs Enforcement Agency 2 years ago, accusing it of political interference, and saying his country alone could control coca production. For NPR News, I'm Matia Cabiza in La Paz.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Blustery rain and cold temperatures cut the turnout yesterday, but protesters in France still demonstrated against the government's retirement and other domestic policies. As Frank Browning reports, France's powerful unions are gearing up for another national strike on Tuesday.
Incoming airlines are being told to carry at least enough fuel to take off and find full refueling in another country. All the nation's refineries have been struck, but the militance of the dock and refinery workers to shut the nation down has begun to open a fissure between two reformist-minded unions and the others. The reformist unions say that since it's certain the French Senate will approve the final retirement pension reform on Wednesday, radical disruptive strikes do not respect the democratic process and risk alienating the general population. Unions and student activists insist, however, that they can force a government retreat, both on pensions and on other budget-cutting policies enacted in the last 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Hundreds of Filipinos are fleeing coastal villages ahead of a powerful typhoon. The typhoon is packing sustained winds of 121 miles per hour and gusts of up to 142. It's the strongest to threaten the Philippines in 4 years and is expected to make landfall in the north by tomorrow morning. The typhoon has prompted emergency preparations aimed at avoiding a repeat of past disasters. Australia has its first saint. Pope Benedict has canonized a 19th century nun who was briefly excommunicated. The Pope also declared five other saints in a mass attended by tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square. Mary McKillop's brief excommunication came in part because her order exposed a pedophile priest. This is NPR News.